Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The U.S. Department of Justice is cutting funding from violence prevention programs across the country, including several in the St. Louis area.
Chantel Fisher is the founder and CEO of Soul Fisher Ministries. And Chantel, how did you find out that you would be getting federal funding cut, and what does that mean to your programs?
So late Tuesday evening, so last Tuesday on the 22nd, I received an email notice saying that effective that date, so 4/22/2025, that our incubator grant that we had received was being terminated because it no longer met the priorities of the agency. No other explanation, no call from DOJ, OJP, or BJA, just a random email informing us that it had been terminated.
And what does that program do that you were using that grant funding for, hoping to?
Yeah, so that specific funding, it was a cooperative agreement, so a little different than a grant, but it was for $4 million. And of that $4 million, we were going to award smaller nonprofit organizations between $50,000 and $150,000 to put them through our TrimTap boot camp, which helps them learn how to build capabilities and capacities so that then they in turn would be positioned to apply for federal funding. So what they had began to notice is that many organizations that are startups, especially in the reentry space, were founded by people like me, formerly incarcerated people, who wanted to give back and help those coming home. But what they also found was that very few were positioned to be able to apply for and secure federal funding. So they said, hey, it's something different about not only this lady, but this organization. So let's see if they can train other reentry service providers how to do what she's been able to do.
And by reentry providers, for people who don't know what that means, you work with people who are coming out of prison to get them the help that they need to get a job, get a place to live, and make sure that they don't go back to prison.
Yeah, so the goals of reentry service providers are to some start working with people while they're still in prison, like Soul Fisher Ministries does, and then we transition with them back into the community. And as you said, it's to help them make a successful transition back into the community while navigating all of the barriers and collateral consequences that come along with having a felony or criminal record or conviction.
For people who say, yes, but the government spends too much money and we need to cut and we need to save money, what would you say to that?
A place to start budget cuts is not with our most vulnerable populations, which is where we're seeing most of the budget cuts happening. Where I would say start the budget cuts will be in other programs that are not serving such vulnerable populations. When you think about foster care, when you think about education, when you think about reentry, when you think about even I mentioned like CASA receiving funding cuts, all of these organizations that serve these really vulnerable populations, that is not a place to start looking for areas to cut funding or cut to lower the budget. Like, that's insensitive, it's unethical, and it's just inhumane and mean. I would just say reach out to any service provider that you know has received funding cuts. See how you can join in with us as we move forward with advocating to get that funding put back in place. If you're able to, pick your favorite organization, go to their website, click the donate button, and help support in those areas where so much funding has been cut off and ended in such a short amount of time.
Fisher says they and other organizations are discussing next steps, including possibly lawsuits. She says for Soul Fisher Ministries, the money was awarded pre-Trump administration and was already in their account.